Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Meta Cafe. Grab your cup of coffee or your tea, sit back, and let's chat about what is happening for today, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Wow, we have a 3-day weekend here, at least in the United States. I don't know about the rest of you. If you have a 3-day weekend, oh, excited. I'm so excited for you. If you don't, you still have the weekend, right? It's a great weekend. It's a great weekend. Because we don't have a lot going on. There's really only one day, maybe two, that might present us with some emotional turmoil. But if it's emotion, it's related to the moon, and likely it moves through quickly. There are not any other major planetary influences for the next 3 days. How's that? Right? Don't you think we deserve that after this crazy month of ours? The crazy crazies. Now, that doesn't mean, of course, nothing's going on. It doesn't mean that we're still not working through some of the other issues that may have popped up for us during this month. But it does mean that for the foreseeable future, then until next week, midweek, we are really kind of in a soft spot astrologically, meaning that there isn't a whole lot triggering us. Just emotions and moods, which are always there, right? That's always in the background. Nothing different or upsetting or exciting in that, except, of course, if you personally are having an issue. And until next week, we don't have any of the big things happening to push us over an edge. So, truly, this is a 3-day weekend, at least, like I said, here in the US, for us to relax, to play, to do something different, to get outdoors if you can. I thought I was going to have a 3-day weekend of sunshine. It's not looking that way so far today, but it doesn't matter, right? I'm going to be writing all weekend anyway. So let's see who's out there with us this morning. Good morning, Patricia. She said, weekends rock. Indeed, they do. Asa, good morning to you. Debbie, good morning to you. Michelle Siaka, oops, good morning. Oh, I see, because she started to say something and then she couldn't. You know how sometimes your fingers are faster and you hit enter before you're finished? What's the thought? Happens to me all the time. Good morning, Vanita. It's good to see you out there as well. So, Rebecca, good morning. Happy Friday or Fri-yay or finally. We have all kinds of fun little ways that we can describe Friday. I've been sort of looking forward to this 3-day weekend, even though I know I'm working the whole of the weekend. It just feels like, yes, I can sleep in if I want to. I can go to bed late, not worry that I'm going to get up in the morning and be, slow. There's just a certain freedom that comes in when we have this kind of a weekend, right? Where it's easy for us to just do whatever it is that we want to. And good morning, Jacqueline. I see you out there as well. Okay, so let's dive in, shall we? And that will leave us some more time maybe to do some astrology readings or some card readings. I love being able to do that on Fridays. So we do have 4 days to get through Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. I won't likely be on air on Monday morning as it is the holiday. My husband will be home, and God only knows where I'll be in the writing process for the Energy Almanac, but I would really love to tie that up this weekend. So let's see if I can't just give you everything you need to get through until Tuesday morning. So today we begin the day with the moon in Aquarius. In fact, the moon is in Aquarius all day today. I love it when the moon is in Aquarius. It gives us such a great opportunity to see things differently, right? If you've been grappling with a problem or an issue in your life over this last week, the moon coming into Aquarius virtually guarantees that if you choose to, you could turn things upside down and see them very differently than the way that you've been experiencing things or in the way that you've been viewing things. So that makes it a very, very interesting day for us all. There's inventiveness. There is out of the box thinking here. There is originality. The planet that rules the sign Aquarius is Uranus, and that can make for some surprising ahas or revelations. It can also make a slight chance of upsetting type of behaviors, perhaps from other people. But for the most part, I don't see that happening today at all. The moon is in a square or a challenge to Venus and Taurus, but the moon and Venus, even in that kind of challenge, usually work well together. There may be specific types of ahas or recognition that you realize that has been playing in the background between you and someone you love or someone that you're in a relationship with. It doesn't have to be a love interest, but it could be, or it could be a family member. It could be somebody who at times in your life has played the role of triggering low self-worth or a feeling of lack of confidence in yourself. And this day gives you the opportunity to finally move through that, to see it with different eyes, right? To see it completely different. You know, the moon in Aquarius graphic that I love is the giraffe with his head upside down, you know, looking like just looking at things differently. And that's the great opportunity that you have today. And it's an interesting day from the Pleiadian Earth energy calendar, as well as it is nine moving. Nine being the universal energy of the day. So all throughout the universe, all forms of life are resonating with the number nine, which is the number of harmonizing, bringing things into a balance or to a harmony. And then the energy for the earth specifically is the energy of moving. So it feels like there's a day for potential of getting things done, right? It's Friday. I know my husband's off at 2 p.m. this afternoon. You can bet that they're going to be finishing up everything they could possibly finish so that they could get out of there on time today. You may have that sense of urgency as well, getting things completed, getting things moved off and ready so that you can move on to something else. Ha, the three-day weekend, right? Getting to the beach, going camping, shopping, going to fairs, whatever it is that you're going to do for the three-day weekend, right? So we have the energy of moving. And we have the energy of harmonizing here for the day. Yay, Debbie, I'm so excited for her. You'll have to, I have a reading after this and then a coaching and then a coaching this afternoon. Let's connect. I want to hear about it. And Debbie says she'll take a reading. I'm going to start putting people's names down for readings so I don't miss people. Sarah says, yes, reading. Sarah R. And that's all I see for right now. Okay, so if you want me to do a card reading or an astrology reading, let me know. And also, Debbie and Sarah, I've got, yes, readings, but do you want a card reading or do you want an astro, maybe even a human design, if I can make that work with this computer. You know, I'm still sitting here with my husband's computer, still playing. Chanel, I got yours, thank you. Still trying to do everything I need to do on this laptop while my own is still in the shop. Hopefully today the part comes in or the fan comes in and I get mine back. That would be nice for the weekend. Let's see. Asa, me please. Rebecca. Okay. And there was someone else that popped up something. What was that? Okay. So all you guys need to do is let me know what kind of a reading, whatever your pick is good for me. Okay, Debbie says. Well, Debbie, you and I are meeting next week anyway for your regular astrology reading. So I'm going to do cards for you. I'm going to just make myself a note here. Okay, so let's go on to Saturday. Asa, Astro, good. All right. So Saturday, the moon still in Aquarius. Yay. I still love it, right? That moon in Aquarius, it won't change from Aquarius to Pisces until very late in the evening, my time. So early in Sunday morning for you all on the East Coast. And that, you know, the void of course moon then occurs at 5:51 a.m. tomorrow morning, my time, 8:51 your time on the East Coast, and moves through till the moon changes signs at 11:07 p.m. or 2:07 a.m. on Sunday morning. So it means most of Saturday is really just kind of a day to do what you want to do. It's a lazy sort of day. You likely won't get a lot accomplished if you're starting a new project. That isn't the day to do it. But if it's the continuation of something, you may find that you just slide on through the day getting things done and try not to start anything new. It's a great day for spiritual pursuits, yoga, meditation, read a good book, go to the movies, lay out on the beach with your sunscreen, of course. I'm very aware of that these days. And just enjoying yourself, right? So that's what the day is tomorrow. The moon is in Pisces after the void, the last connection the moon makes before it moves into the void is a sextile to Jupiter. So we are left for, what is that, a 12-hour span, a 14-hour span of time in with the last connection the moon makes being a very good one, right? Being one that is sort of an optimistic ease and flow of the energies. And so even though there won't be anything new occurring, we're left with that energy. And whatever the last contact is that we're left with is what the hours dragging by afterwards leave us in. And of course, it's much better than being left in Uranian upset or Saturn dourness, right? This is Jupiter optimism. This is Jupiter's sense of going out there and seeing the wider world and entertaining new people or, you know, just having conversations. So we're left on Saturday, even with a void of course moon that is in a really good position. The Pleiadian Earth energy that day, we are in the universal energy 10, which is the energy of manifesting, bringing things into form. So it is a quick reminder for everybody to make sure your minds are on what it is you want to create and not what it is that you do not want to create, right? If you focus that energy into the realm of what you don't like or what you don't want, and then you add some emotional connection to that, then you're sort of super creating, supercharging the potential for that, what you don't want to manifest. Instead, supercharge positive emotions to the things that you do desire to create and supercharge those instead. And the earth energy for Saturday is transcending, meaning we can get over anything, right? We are ascending, but transcending says like maybe we're leapfrogging over something, right? Something that we no longer need, something that is no longer serving us. Right. So transcending, ascending by movement, transcending even possibly in the way that we manifest what it is we desire in our lives. So mostly Saturday, good day. Sunday, when you wake up in the morning, the moon will be in Pisces. And here, this day is probably the trickiest. If there's tricky days this weekend, Sunday is the tricky one. It's tricky because the moon in Pisces comes to the square with the sun. It is our crisis of consciousness point from the new moon cycle beginning back earlier in this month. In fact, the new moon was when? May 4th. And we came to the first crisis point right around May 12th. And then we had the full moon just last Saturday on the 18th. And now we are again at the halfway point between the full moon and the new moon. That is the point at which we are often having to work through some inner world dynamics in order to get to what we want. So if we started with a new beginning at the new moon, something new that we wanted to manifest, an intention, we first came to the crisis of action point about 7 days later, and it was an outer world expression of maybe a block, a limitation, some kind of resistance out there in the world that we note that keeps us, we think, keeps us from where we want to go or creating what it is that we set out to create with our intentions. So there were outer world considerations that we would have to do and work through. So letting go of something, perhaps, you know, working with some kind of resistance or plan or change in plans in the outer world. Now we are at the crisis of consciousness. Now we have to deal with the inner world. That might be thoughts, right? It could be the thought of, I'm never going to get this done. I never am successful. Nothing ever works for me. Giving up on yourself. Likely with Pisces, you might be dealing with boundary issues. Maybe you're trying to do too much at one time and not getting anything done. Likely there could be an upset in your focus, right? Maybe you're not having you don't have the time or the energy, or something's happened with your ability to focus on what it is that you're trying to create. So we have an inner shift that we have to work through. And it can be a bit annoying to have to do that when you're excited about something happening. And you add to that the fact the moon is coming out of a void of course, where we weren't focused necessarily on that particular item the day before. So now it's maybe coming as a surprise. Maybe we had a dream and it disturbed our peace. I don't know exactly what that is going to look like for you, but add to that, that the moon in Pisces is in a trine with Mars, and it can make for some emotional stuff going on within you. It doesn't have to take you down. It doesn't have to take you out. It does imply that you could go with this flow and move through it quite quickly, depending on, you know, your choice, right? Do you want to go with the water and just hold on to this, encrusted into the memory of water? Memory, water holds memory, but also water flows. So your choice, right? You flow and let this move on, or are you going to take it and make it yours and hold on to it and let it color the rest of your day or the whole of the rest of the weekend, even in some cases. The sun that day is also in a sextile to Chiron. The sun in Gemini sextiling Chiron in Aries. Sextile means the relationship between the two planets is one where they're sharing gifts and talents kind of with one another. The talent of Chiron in Aries is about healing independence issues or healing codependent issues. And the sun in Gemini, of course, is communicative. It follows threads, you know, curiosity, like where might this lead? Where does this idea come from? And so the two of them are working well to help you heal through anything that is popping up in your field. So you don't have to let the emotional tide take you under when you have the energy of Chiron and the sun helping you to light it up, heal it, move on. I hope that makes sense for everybody. In the Pleiadian earth energy, there's more comments. I'm sorry, I missed those. Sarah, astrology. Okay. And Chanel, maybe I need an astro reading. I had a strange dream last night. Okay. I think everybody's having something to do with dreams lately. I don't know where I've been in my dreams the last couple of nights. I mean, obviously I had the dream that I shared with you about my head cracking and, you know, my skull being exposed, and I was recoiling in horror from the vision of myself in the mirror with, you know, seeing all this happening. And interesting because the next few nights were all dreams, but I just don't remember them. But I remember being busy. I'd wake up and then I'd go back to sleep going like, I got to go back to work. So we're obviously doing something in our dreams as well. And good morning, Laura. Good morning to you. Is that Michelle? Oh, the same Michelle. Sorry. So anyway, we have the potential then for healing and moving through some stuff on Sunday. Although I would suspect it might be a little emotional for some of you out there, particularly if you're a Piscean or a Cancer, or you have those as your rising or your moon signs. It can be an emotional something that comes up. Maybe it's old stuff, and maybe it's stuff that's held you in check or in place for a long time. And the sun and Chiron give you the opportunity to choose healing, right? Choose healing. Sunday's Pleiadian earth energy is interesting because the universal energy that day is an 11, which, much like 11 in the cards and so forth, it's and numbers, it's a number of illumination, right? It's shining a light on something. And the earth energy that day is remembering. In remembering energy, this could be a combination, actually, that helps you get to the crux of the problem, that helps you remember what the source was of the problem that you might be grappling with or of the emotional reaction that you have to something. It may remind you of something that's occurred in the past. And the idea of illumination is to shine the light on it so that it is no longer working on you from behind the scenes. It's no longer relegated to the shadows. It's now in the light. And when it's in the light, it can be transformed. So 11 remembering is the Pleiadian earth energy on Sunday. Monday, Monday, the moon is in Pisces all day, and it makes quite a number of transit connections that day. It squares Mercury, it trines, I'm not trines, it sextiles Venus, it's conjunct Neptune, it's sextile Saturn, squaring Jupiter, sextile Pluto. In other words, it is affecting a lot of the planets that are in Capricorn, and it is necessarily triggering us in some key ways. And what I mean by that is when you have the moon as a trigger, especially when it's hitting Saturn and Pluto, what comes up are things that you might be surprised about, right? Things that are old, things that you would never have thought really bothered you, or stuff that is based on the past, right? Old things from your past. The moon conjunct Neptune is the biggest indicator that intuitively we're going to key into some key things for ourselves, right? Something big, something monumental maybe that you can allow to pass out of your field. And the moon turns void, of course, late in the evening, 9:20 p.m. my time. So literally that's going to be midnight for you all, midnight Tuesday morning. For you all on the East Coast, and stay into void until 11:32 my time, 2:32 p.m. for you all on Tuesday. So we move out of the three-day weekend into a void of course moon, making Tuesday morning a sort of lethargic start to the week. What can we say, right? That's what happens. But we are moving out of Pisces energy then and into Aries energy. So even though it may feel like a slow start, Tuesday will get going fairly rapidly and we'll be off and running again. Monday, however, this is kind of interesting to me, actually. Monday's Pleiadian Earth energy is a 12 loving. And the energy of 12 is about a universal energy 12. So all beings, all of the earth, all of the universe is resonating to this understanding. 12 is the number of understanding. And the earth energy that day is loving, understanding, loving. Sounds like a time for us to use self-care, to be compassionate towards self, and to take care of and nurture your own self, as well as others around you. It's not that you don't nurture others, but the one person we often leave out of the equation is ourselves. So self-nurturing, because you may have been triggered by some deep emotional things coming up from the surface. And that could be because of someone else. It could be because, a comment somebody says, a memory that you have, a dream that you have, something going on in the outer world, that, something, a new story, something could trigger that emotion, and you can go into that deep place and then for healing, hopefully, and bring it up and apply understanding and loving to it. I hope that makes sense for everybody. Human design gates shift on Monday as well. The sun goes into the gate 16, which is the gate of enthusiasm. It sits on the throat center. And the earth moves into the gate 9, focus. Remember, Mars is sitting at the gate 52. See if I have a sample. I should have printed a new one today, but I did not do that. But here's my human design chart from the other day that I was using. So gate 52, remember, was the gate of stillness. And Mars, the planet of action, sitting at the gate of stillness. Frustration, more frustration, right? Because it's almost like the foot on the gas and the foot at the brake at the same time, like you're just not going anywhere. You know, you have this energy that you want to go somewhere, but the fact is that, it's not ready yet to go, because stillness says there's something quiet we need to be doing, something, inward we need to be working on. Now, with the earth moving to gate 9, and this isn't until Monday, then the entire channel of focus and concentration is defined for all of us, and the whole of the channel, not just one end or the other like it is right now. So focus and concentration on the enthusiastic expression of our skills, of our passions, of what we love. So that's how we start the week, right? That is going to take us from Monday the 27th through Saturday, June 1st. I think overall that becomes a really good energy. If you personally in your human design chart have the gate 48 defined, 48 being on the spleen and being a fear gate, right here, right? This one. If you have that one defined, this whole channel of mastery will be defined. And that can bring up some issues around inadequacy, not feeling good enough, not feeling educated enough, not feeling smart enough. But trust me when I say you are. Your enthusiasm can carry you through to demonstrate your mastery in the world. And even if you don't have Gate 48 defined, other people can be defining that for you. And with the Gate 16 defined, it could trigger the same response within you. A chance comment someone makes, right? That says, I'm not sure that this is how I would present this project. And you intake that and you make it something that is meaning that you're not good enough. So we want to be careful as we move into the week about the energies of mastery, feeling good enough, focusing our energies on the right things. Because we could take that chance comment that someone makes, and we could totally focus ourselves on the negative side of that comment. We could take it and do it, right? That's that channel, that whole channel of concentration and focus is defined, and that is a possibility. Instead, take in that comment, understand that it's an old trigger, perhaps, to you stopping yourself from expressing your mastery in the world, and push through it and do it anyway. That is the cue, and that's the key for getting through fear in the planet right now, is to push, feel it, but push through and do it anyway, whatever it is. I hope that makes sense for everybody. Okay. Now, let's see if we can't transition. Any questions? Does anybody have questions about the weekend? Debbie Tibbetts Two Meal says, yes, crazy dreams this week. And last night I was giving birth again. Oh, she says, LOL. I think there's a lot of that going on, actually, Debbie. I've heard it from more than in different ways, right? Literally giving birth, like me and my head breaking open, birthing something possibly. Sarah says, yes, weird dreams, not talking to something. I'm not sure. Linda Kelly Berman, good morning. You're new. That's awesome. She says, wow, new beginning of life. Sarah, about a person I'm not talking to. Oh, also, in I don't know what IRL means. I'm sure it's something that I probably know that I just can't remember. She says a hawk has been stalking her. Wow, hawk is messenger. It's interesting because the other day I decided I was going to pull an oracle card for myself. I rarely do this, except when I'm struggling with something. And I wasn't really struggling with something, but for whatever reason, after I think it was actually last Friday, after I was off the show, I thought I want to pull a card for me. And I did, and it was the hawk. And I went, oh, messenger, right? He's the messenger spirit. So there must be some kind of message coming up for you, or somebody's trying to get through to you. So lovely, lovely Chanel. Good morning, Susan Glavin. It's great to see you. I hope you're going to have a great weekend. Benito says, I was trying to type without my glasses on. I do that all the time, and believe me, it isn't pretty. Irina, good morning to you. And good Chanel Lynette, I'm real life, in real life, got you, IRL. Chanel, I bet you're a whole lot younger than me. Got it, got it. Thank you for clearing that one up. So let's take a look at what people want to do here. So Debbie Tibbetts Two Meal, you were the first one to chime in. So I'm going to actually do a card reading for you. And I'm going to use the WOTA, the Wisdom of the Oracle, which is by Colette Baron Reid. Hold on, here we go, Colette Baron Reid. And let's see what this is about for you, Debbie. Good morning, Colleen. Chanel, LOL. It's funny because, you know, some I know BTW, I know LMAO, I know LOL. There's a lot of them I know, but IRL was not one that I knew. Thank you for clearing that up. Now I get to use that one. Okay, Debbie, ooh, this card comes up and it is, oh, it's a twofer. There's two. One is called Poised and it is card number 48, which is a 12, which is a three. And the other one is No Place Like Home. And it is card number 50. So let's see what those cards mean for you. Boy, those are pretty cards too. Poised, card 48. Oh, well, that's only 39. 48, 47. So this is for you, Debbie. And they were right side up. So poised says the essential meaning is being ready, bringing something to light, being at your best, and confidence. You can be assured that you are ready for anything right now. You know what you need to do. Your skills are sharp. You've come to this place armed with wisdom and knowledge. And you sense a new phase of your life about to begin. People respond to your confidence and trust you. This is an auspicious time to begin new things. Maybe not this weekend, though. The energy this weekend is probably not good for that. But next week, the other card was the 50, which is no place like home. Also, right side up. And it says authenticity, coming home to yourself, feeling at home, arriving at a place where you just fit, being comfortable in your own skin. Home feels safe and secure. It's a comfortable place to rest and create, a place that is known and you can call yours. This card signals that your ability to trust yourself and feel at home in your own skin is beginning to solidify as you claim your dignity and integrity. Aspects of yourself no one can take away from you. You know who you are. You hold your head high, yet with neither pride nor humility. Instead, you stand as the observer, seeing through the eyes of your soul. This puts you in a position of power and strength. Authenticity is your home. You are safe here in the house of your spirit and capital S spirit. I like that. And I know, you know, that there's chaos around you and that a lot of you know, people around you have been suffering, but this seems to suggest that you have everything you need right now, and that's a great thing. All right, that helps. So let's see here who was next. Sarah wants an astrology reading. So Sarah, I have your last name as Raven's Eye. Let's see if I've got you in my astrology program so that I can actually pull up a chart for you. Hold on, not mine. My husband's laptop is behaving badly at the moment. Actually, I think it's the site. It seems like if this is happening on his computer, it happens on mine too. It's got to be the site, the astro.com, loading extremely slowly, which is most disconcerting to a Gemini that likes to move fast, who wants information now. And it's stuck on A and I need R. So Sarah, I might need you to share your birth information with me. I could scroll and get there faster. There we go. I don't have your birth information in here. Let me open up the Human Design program and see if I have that for you in there and translate that over. And Sarah, you might want to tell me what your question is or what it is I can look at for you. I may not have you in my, because I just uploaded this program to my computer, to my husband's computer. I may not even have you in this one. Especially if it's only been, let's see, show saved charts. I only have 9 saved charts in here. Pretty sure I don't have yours. 10. Oh, I have 10 saved charts. Excuse me. And yours isn't one of them. Okay. So, Sarah, I apologize, but I'm going to need you to send me out your birth information. You can do that through the chat window here. I need, okay, so I need your place of birth. And there we go. Oh, yeah, I remember these deets. But remember, I'm not using my own computer, so I don't have that at 3:25 p.m., 15:25. Okay, so let me enter that in really quickly. And while that's going on, tell me what it is that you would like me to look at, or what are you grappling with or struggling with right now? Because that's going to help me cue into the specific part of your chart that you need to hear about. And hold the phone here. I apologize for the lag. That's October 25th. Been to Lincoln City, Oregon. I love it there. My brother actually worked there. He doesn't work there now. Just in the last couple of months, he got a job in Portland. But I went to see him at his work in Lincoln City over last summer. Okay, so I'm pulling up your chart now. And it's a good thing I have extra time this morning since this is going to take me some time, apparently. I'm going to pull up a transit chart for you so I can see both your birth and your transits at the moment. And while that's popping up here, let's see. Did you, Sarah, I'm struggling with someone I love that was a huge part of my heart and soul visiting me in my dreams. Our communication is currently severed, but a feeling of him yearning to reach out. How do I deal with this? Well, I mean, right off the top of my head, I say, why not reach out to him or her? Right? Why, what's stopping you from reaching out? Because it seems like that's the best way to the solution. Unless you're afraid he doesn't want to hear from you or that he would reject you in some way, etc. And so I just love being the bearer of this kind of news. You're going to be on a long, you are in a long-term search of the deeper parts of your soul. Both Saturn and Pluto, and today even the moon, are transiting through your 12th house. And at some point, the South Node has been going through here too, so it may be, have been triggering, it may have been the reason why the relationship got destroyed in the first place or had a problem. And now Pluto and Saturn are sitting there. You're coming up to your first Saturn return. And so there are a lot of key lessons that you are learning here. And this would be about the deeper, darker parts of yourself, your soul, right? The parts of you maybe that are hidden. And sorry, I have a cat out here jumping up at my hummingbird feeders. I have a squirt gun that I squirt him with so he'll stay away, but he doesn't seem to learn the lesson. He seems to think it's fun to jump up at the bird feeder. Anyway, Sarah, my best advice to you for the foreseeable future, and this is for a long time, not just like today and tomorrow, like for years now, at least 2 years for Saturn to move through here, and at least another 5 or 6 years, maybe even 7 years for Pluto to move through here, is to not be afraid to do the deep dive. Look under the hood, look deeply within to see what it is that it is reminding you of. This would be a great time for counseling, coaching, what do you call those people? Psychologist even. Not that I think you're crazy and need that, but someone that can help you dig into the darker recesses, right? That, because sometimes it's easy to do it yourself. Other times it's not so easy. You know, you could be your own blind spot. But I can tell you that this is about empowering yourself. And ultimately, I wonder if it leads you to the expression of being a counselor at some point in your own future. So right now, I think the best thing that you can do is really start asking yourself the harder questions. What was the source of the problem? What does that mean for me? How did I create this? What was my role in this? Not as a way to beat yourself up, because these are not things for you to get beaten up by, but these are pathways to knowing yourself, right? Pathways to knowing yourself. And you're young. This is a difficult thing to be going through at, what, 26, 27 years old? It's not fun. It's not necessarily easy, but it is fruitful. And over the long haul, you will be so surprised at how you, by moving through this part of your life consciously, you come back with some real jewels. Even a shaman could be helpful, you know, doing some shamanic journeying, doing some past life regression, going to see a counselor, getting coaching. Those kinds of things could be very helpful for you for the next several years. And I think the most intense point you're at right now is the shadow part of this is being triggered because your Black Moon Lilith is here. So there's issues with reputation. There's issues around personal authority. There's issues around being authentic. So that's up right now. And as you move forward, in fact, bless your heart, on December, I know the date because I've been working with this. You should circle this on your calendar, winter solstice of 2020. You are going to have your Saturn return at the same time Jupiter is sitting on top of your natal Saturn. That may be the harbinger of a big breakthrough coming for you, but the intervening time is meant for you to do the deep dive. And I mean, that's not necessarily bad news. I don't know that it's what you wanted to hear from me today, but it is the truth of what is going to be happening for you over the next several years. Okay. Colleen says he's a cat, of course. It's fun to jump at the feeder. He probably thinks it's there for him. He thinks it's his personal jungle gym and he scares the bejesus out of the hummingbirds. And at times he even catches them. And that just kills me because they're my totem animal and I put them there for my pleasure, not his. Anyway, but he's cute. I love cats, but he is what that gets on my, he's getting on my last nerve. Okay. So, Sarah. Feedback. Anything else? He says, yes, the home. He's a big trigger for it. Okay. So, I mean, I feel it in my solar plexus for you right now. And I feel like I have a brick in my stomach. And I know that that's not news that's necessarily fun to deliver for people. But it can be so enlightening. If you choose to move through it with light and consciousness and not fear, right? Don't, it's not something to hide from. It's better at actually if it gets exposed. Be brutally honest with yourself, but also be brutally in love with yourself as you go through this process. Have lots of compassion. Take the time you need to do the work that you need to do. Look at everything in your life as the potential for a trigger and for you to be able to heal through that. All right. So let's see who was next here. Sarah, we did you. Chanel. Chanel also wants an astro reading. Now, Chanel, I'm not sure. I don't recognize the last name that you're using, but I do know Chanel's not a very common name. Are you my usual Chanel that I know? If not, please let me know what your birth information is so I have that. Good morning, Natasha. Oh my gosh, she has something interesting to say here. Let's read it. She says, I had a dream the same night you did about my body or my knowing, asking if I wanted Lou Gehrig's disease, which my mom had. I argued with myself in my dream about yes or no. When I woke up, I asked what that was about, and my ancestor gene came up and said that it was time for me to make that decision. If I was going to follow my family's history, I said, I am free from being anything of my family's history had. This week, I keep repeating and working on that deep down connection to what my ancestors are asking me to replace. I am free from anything and all that my family has had. You are releasing yourself from your family karma. You are not your family, right? You are free to express yourself genetically any way that you want to. You are not a victim of your genes. If Lou Gehrig's disease is a gene issue, you don't have to turn that on and express it, right? I applaud your knowing that that was coming up for you. Wow. Colleen says she keeps dreaming of people giving me large sums of money. I love that. Latricia, good morning. So happy to catch this live. It's great to see you out there. Camille, good morning. Did I say good morning to you already? Anyway, Sarah. Okay, so while I'm waiting for Chanel to answer me, maybe she has, hold on. I love this, but it's sort of slow sometimes to get everybody's comments. Chanel Lynette says, yes. So you are the Chanel I know. And now, Chanel, what do I know you by? I can't think. White? Is it white? Chanel White? Let's see here. If so, I'm going to pull that chart up. And there you are. Chanel, now tell me what it is I can help you with. What are you struggling with? What's blocking you? What do you want validation for or collaboration on or yeah, whatever. What is that word? Wow. Is that okay? So I have your chart up if you're Chanel White in my records. So Chanel, Chanel, answer me, please, so I can get going here. March 18th, 1981. Okay, no, you're somebody different. Is that true? Actually, hold on. Nope, I have you. Okay. So Chanel says she's been having a lot of dreams and a lot mean transformation. What is transforming? Well, let's just take a look and see, Chanel. So, wow. Can I just say that it's sort of transforming all over your chart? Can I get away with that? Let's break it down. The big transformation is the Saturn Pluto area of the chart. And that is literally taking a look at communication, the mind, teaching, learning, all of the things that we think of that have to do with the mind, how the mind blocks you, how the mind helps you, what do you want to learn next? And for the next several years, the focus for you with those two planets is going to be in your third house. So it seems to me that there's a lot of thinking. Maybe it's an overdependence on your mind that you have. Maybe you have a lot of old patterns moving through your mind. You do have Pluto in your 12th house natally. So you may be transforming or going through a transformation, sort of like what Natasha was talking about, of letting go of old ancestral stuff, lineage type of things, right? Where if you are a lineage of people who always suffered heart attacks at a young age, or a lineage of people who were slaves, or a lineage of people who were criminals. I'm not meaning that this is anything to do with you personally. I'm just making these things up and sort of exaggerating them, because it's your opportunity now to begin to release yourself from those thoughts of that, of being tied to your lineage in a way that you can't let go of it. So letting go of your lineage, letting go of your ancestry, letting go of whatever it is. It might not be ancestry so much as it might be the shadow, the things behind you. Maybe you find yourself getting into competitions with other people, feeling like you have to better yourself because of what's going on with others around you. It's like being in a family where you have an older sibling and you're sort of in their shadow, right? You're always trying to break out of their shadow. Like the parents say, that person can do no wrong. And they're always looking at you like, when are you going to get out there and do this? Or when are you going to grow up and, et cetera. So this is your time to break out, break free of all of those mind connections that you have that are not supportive of you. That's one, that's probably the biggest transformation. There's also a financial transformation that is occurring for you as maybe you learn more about how it is that you attract resources in your life. Jupiter's moving through your second house, and that is usually beneficent, right? It's usually bringing you good things. Money's flowing, resources are flowing, but Jupiter's retrograde right now. So it may be bringing you to a stoppage or a blockage there that you need to deal with. So again, helping yourself to look deeper and what might be stopping the flow, what is it that you have to shift on the inside in order to be worthy to receive? Okay, that's the other one. Now, there's also, a Chiron transformation to be more joyful in your life. You have the sun and Mars both in your fifth house by birth. Chiron is sitting on top of Mars right now for you. So taking action on creating more romance, more love, more play, more fun, more creativity, right? There's also a children aspect here. I'm not going to say the birth of children necessarily, but dealing with wounds that have to do with childhood, perhaps, or seeing the wound in your own children that you need to work within yourself. God, I hope all that makes sense. It's sort of out of left field here because yours is sort of scattered around the chart, where it was very obvious in Sarah that this was the focus. Yours is kind of spread out. So I hope that helps you. Okay. I'll wait to see what she has to say. Next person is Asa, and Asa wanted to take a look at her astrology chart. First, I want to check something. Latricia says that she grew up in a very restrictive religion, so all of this is new to me, but I'm fascinated. Thank you all so much. I've connected to each of these scenarios. I love learning more about me. It's the best thing ever. Right? It's the best thing ever, Latricia, to really look deeper and see who you really are, to let go of those old strictures, the dogmas and the doctrines that have held us back, that have held us to an old belief system, one that, you know, has some truths to it, definitely, but has tried to keep us down rather than building us up. Hope that makes sense. Okay, so Asa, I'm going to pull up your chart while, all right, let me check real quickly, Chanel. Wow, thank you. You're most welcome. Okay, Asa, you're next. And see what time I have here. I've got time. Time is on my side. So Asa, I have you under L. There you are. And Asa, why don't you tell me what you're struggling with right now or what it is that you want me to pull out for you in your chart? While I'm pulling your chart up. Okay, let me go back to Be Live here. Natasha says, I wish I could stay, but I'm off to Never Never Land of my day job. May it be magical. Oh, yes, most magical. You're working with children. It's always magical, right? Asa says, Spirit says not to ask you, but let's see what you see that I need to know. Trickster spirits. Dang, those, it's Gemini, right? Gemini is coyote spirit. Let's take a look here. So I'm going to tie into something here for you. Ooh, I'm getting chills. I love it when this happens, but it's also disconcerting in some ways because we're dealing with a body or a piece of astrology that we don't normally, that we haven't talked a lot about. And that is the goddess Pallas Athena. So when we're probably going to talk more and more about this, and I'm just directing that at everybody, because next year, Pallas Athena, even though she hasn't made an appearance in my writing for next year, and that's because I didn't want to confuse a bunch of new people to astrology about what she means, but she is highly involved in the big transformational changes going on the planet, and you're sort of embodying them, Asa, as you're having a Pallas Athena return, if you will. And literally, let me take a look at the number here. Pallas Athena in your chart was at Pallas 11 Libra, and she's at 10 Libra right now. So this is building energy. And in mythology, Pallas Athena was sprung from her father's head. Her father was Zeus. He was hit in the head or something. And from that wound, she springs forth fully formed, fully adult, grown, with her armor and her sword and her wisdom. So she comes as the total embodiment of both masculine and feminine energies in harmony, right? The feminine warrior, the masculine warrior, but in balance, right? So you right now, and in your astrology chart, this connects you often to the masculine examples in your life. Father, brothers, uncles, cousins, possibly pastors of your churches or your masculine teachers, So there's a model here that might have created a model in the masculine in your family or in growing up that has disconnected you from being in harmony, both masculine and feminine. So essentially what I'm saying here for you, and this is playing out in the 11th house. So the 11th house connects us to wishes, dreams, hopes, goals, humanitarian efforts. It also is a place of us to align ourselves with the right people in our lives. But here you have a disconnect with the masculine doing energy. So you're holding yourself back, perhaps. If I use this word, I don't mean this in a real negative way, but in a way you're stagnating. You're holding yourself in the same spot instead of bringing in that masculine energy. And it's possibly because that masculine energy somehow frightened you while you were growing up, right? It might not have been the best model of masculine energy that you had in your life. God, I hope all of this is making sense. So let me look at the chat right now and see. Hi, Dennis McSpirit. Good to see you out there. Okay, so Asa, let me know how you're feeling about this because it's the big thing that just jumped out at me. And since your spirit is, not wanting you to tell me what it, I think this is the big news. This is the big news because Pallas Athena is at once a point where you can break free, but also the work has to be done in order to understand why you're stagnating or holding back, why it is that you're not expressing the masculine energy. And I'm going to give you a great example. So sometimes for a lot of people, a lot of us women, our fathers were missing in our world. In my life, for sure, my father was missing. And my biological father was, and then my foster father was not a really, he was a beautiful soul, but he wasn't giving me really in no way did he ever give me any kind of inkling about what it's like to be a man, how to embrace my masculine energies, right? If anything, he was trying to hold me to an old traditional paradigm of women, do only specific things. It's a possibility that you had a negative focused masculine in your life, right? Where all you saw was the aggression or the downside of the masculine energy, not the positive, nurturing, protective action side. And so in our lives, really, as women in particular, we look to the masculine in as we were growing up for how it is that we're meant to embrace our own masculinity. And by masculinity, I mean the part of us that's meant to take action, to do something. So you may, be holding yourself back in a way instead of embracing forward movement. And of course, Mars, the masculine principle right now in Cancer, isn't helping matters because he's already feeling tied up, right? He's already feeling like he can't quite move. Your own Mars is in water as well. So Mars and water is actually a lot of steam, but not a lot of ability to move forward unless you put that steam to work in an engine that takes you somewhere. So take yourself somewhere, right? Take action, some way, some form, just move forward. Could be, could be, could be. So Asa crying. Oh goodness. Don't, I mean, crying is good, right? It's release. It's release. Makes so much sense. Men in my family missing, damaged, and women are weak. But unload that one in your life, right? Unload that last comment even, and women are weak. But guess what? Pallas Athena is not. She isn't. She was the warrior, right? She balanced those energies in her. That is your high side. The high side is being able to balance this energy because this is happening in the sign of Libra for you. Right now, the scales are more like this, right? With the feminine energy of receptivity maybe high, with the masculine energy low. So you've got to just work to bring these things into a more equilibrium in your world. Okay. No moving. Yeah. So there you have it. That's the message coming up to you from spirit and embodied in the body of Pallas Athena. So, okay. Rebecca, you're next on the list. And I had a message that you wanted to look through your human design. Is that true? And is that a specific question you have? Let me know if you're even there still, Rebecca. I know we're coming up to 9 a.m. 1 minute. She'll probably be the last one I can do. So if you're still there, Rebecca, let me know what you want. I may also not have your... this is so frustrating. I don't have you in this program because, like I said, I've had to put it on my husband's laptop, so I'm going to need your birth information to do this. Unless, let's see here. Rebecca, in the interest of time, I'm going to give both you and Vanita, because Vanita was the other one that had a human design question, the opportunity to email me livingastrology111@gmail.com, what your question is, and I will take that up later on this afternoon for each of you, because I don't have the time in the moment. And what I'd rather do instead is, yes, please, I have some challenges in my relationship. So let's take it up separately a little bit later on today. And in the meantime, let me pull a card for each one of you and see if that can offer up any help in the short term. So this card is for Rebecca, and this is about maybe helping with a relationship issue. So if the card comes out upright, we'll be reading the relationship part of the card. Half the deck wants to pop out, but this is the one that comes. Yin card number 2, and it was upside down, so it's in protection. So let's take a look at what that might mean for you, Rebecca. 2 is the feminine principle of receptivity, letting someone else make the first move, gathering information and taking in cues, the art of conscious allowing. The relationship message would be, let others take the lead right now. Your power lies in small gestures, soft awareness, and conscious surrender. By yielding the reins, you will find yourself effortlessly moving closer to what you truly desire. Permit others to tell you who they are and who they can be to you by allowing their actions to speak about them. You will be pleasantly surprised. Now, I'm also going to read the protection message since the card was upside down, and that says, do you have trouble receiving? You stop the flow of abundance when you continually insist upon being the giver. You can't always lead. You can't always give. You can't always teach. You must be the student, the open vessel, and the one who receives the gift, the gesture, or offer in equal measure. Open up and let love, life, abundance, and spirit fill you without demand or expectation. Just receive the bounty that is yours. So hopefully that helps give you some insight, but I still offer you the opportunity to connect with me via email about whatever it is that you're struggling with. Vanita, this card is for you. And then let's see what comes next. By the way, if any of you need readings, and it sounds like there's a lot of craziness going on in people's lives, that I know there is because there wasn't mine. And usually I experience it, whoa, Vanita, this one pops out for you, not for you, upside down, not for you, upside down. It is card number 6. And I don't know what that means for you, but let's read the card, not for you and in protection. So let's see. Anyway, if you need a reading, you can go to my website, www.living-astrology.com, and sign yourself up for a reading of some sort. Whether it's a transit reading or a birthday reading, if your birthday's coming up, or if it is a human design reading so you can live your life more authentically, that's the best way to personalize everything that I'm saying here. So card 6 for you, Vanita, not for you, says a clear knowing that something is being denied you. Rejection is God's protection. And in protection mode, it says, don't chase after what flees from you. Don't obsess over what eludes you. Don't bang your head against the wall. There is nothing romantic about what is unavailable. No prize given for torturing yourself. and nothing to be gained by refusing to see the red flags that have been waving since you began your pursuit. Now is the time to walk away. There are other goals, other loves, other games, other successes waiting for you. The way out of obsessing is radical acceptance and surrender. Spirit wants only the best for you. This is a sign that you have something much better waiting for you. Trust. Actually, it turned out to be a good card. I was a little worried when I saw a fortune cookie with the word nope written in it. So that actually sounds pretty good. So if you're chasing something or obsessing over something and it's not happening, you're struggling, let it go. All right. All right, guys. Well, that's it for me today. I hope you have a wonderful weekend. Make it a wonderful weekend. There's no big deal about this weekend except fun and pleasure. Take care around water. That was the message I got when I was writing the astrology for the week. Take care around water and make sure if you've got children around water, they have life jackets on or they are protected in some way. Other than that, have a great weekend. Bye, everybody. Ugh.